You're careful about what you eat and what products you use, and you want the same healthy life for your beloved pets. You've been searching the internet and social media for natural solutions to your pet's issues, and you're trying to find ways to prevent issues from cropping up in the first place. But everywhere you look, you find different answers, varied opinions, and you just end up more confused. Your pet is a part of your family. He deserves the best, and he deserves to live a long, healthy life. I'm here to tell you that it can be easy, that taking care of your pet naturally doesn't have to be a headache for you. I'm going to talk to you about everything natural wellness, including what to feed your pet, how to use herbs and essential oils, massage and hands-on techniques, meditation, communication, and energy healing. If it's natural, it's worth talking about. In this podcast, you'll learn everything you need to know about taking care of your pet naturally, for life. I'm Corrine, and this is the Enlightened Animal Podcast. Hi there, and welcome to a new episode of the Enlightened Animal Podcast. This episode, I want to talk a little bit about soul-led dog parenting and what that means to me. If you have any kind of understanding of what it means, I kind of made a mind map that develops all the different benefits of what soul-led dog parenting is. And so I just wanted to go into that a little more today. So my definition of soul-led dog parenting is basically you're looking at being a dog parent and taking in all the aspects, the behavioral aspects, the physical aspects, the spiritual aspects, and you're bringing them all together in this beautiful package. So you are looking at positive dog training. We're looking at nutrition. We're looking at holistic health and taking care of our dogs naturally. We're looking at things that will increase their longevity, but then also things that will bring us closer to them, more of a connection, which brings in the spiritual side. So on that aspect, we could be talking about animal communication, learning to communicate with your dog or working with an animal communicator to understand the life lessons that your dog has with you. Because as you may or may not know, every dog, every pet actually, but since we're speaking about dogs, I'll say every dog, is brought into our lives for a specific purpose. They have specific lessons that they're working on with us. And if you live in a house with a lot of people, they're going to work on different lessons with every single one of those people. So we always think that we have chosen them, but in reality, they choose us because they have bigger plans than we realize. And so either hiring an animal communicator or learning to do animal communication yourself, you then get to this deeper connected soul level with your dog, really understanding what their purpose is and what they are teaching you, whether that is mirroring things for you in your life or modeling things for you in their behaviors. And there's always a lesson there. And so part of soul-led dog parenting is to go deeper and really understand them at this much deeper level and really develop this complex, beautiful relationship with them. It also is taking into account energy healings, whether, again, you hire someone to work with them on an energetic level or you learn to work on them on an energetic level. And this type of energy healing could be anything. It could be Reiki. It could be Hawaiian Huna, if you've ever heard of that. I'll talk about that in a future episode. It could be hands-on healing methods. But in that aspect as well, you are going deeper with them. You're listening to them at an energetic level, and you're assisting them in having a harmonious energetic balance, because as opposed to animals who live out in the wild, our companion animals are in this artificial environment that we've created for them. And unfortunately, because we are human, we have a lot of stress, we have a lot of different moods, and they can't get away. They don't have the choice to open a door and walk out and go, okay, I don't want to deal with this energy right now. So they're bombarded with all of our energies, and by working with them on an energetic level, we can help clear that from their body and help them stay healthier on an energetic level. Because as we know, all dis-ease comes from stress, and stress gets blocked in the body. And if we can't release that stress, whether we are human or animal, well, we are animal as well, but if we can't release that stress, it just builds up and it becomes an illness or a behavioral issue or an explosion of anger or whatever it manifests as. So this soul-led dog parenting for me is really taking into account all these different components and putting them together in this beautiful package in order to have a wonderful, holistic, complex relationship at a much deeper level than we ever thought was possible. And as I said at the beginning, I created this mind map to kind of break apart the different parts, the different benefits of parenting this way. So I wanted to go over them a little bit with you, and I'll just read them and expand on them as I feel necessary. So in the physical realm, it discourages punishment-based methods because there's no way that you can continue to punish your dog once you understand them at this deeper level and you find that you want more relationship-based training method. A more back and forth, giving them choices, which I find just so beautiful and enlightening. In that same realm, it encourages positive reinforcement, and it does strengthen good behavior, but it's strengthening good behavior not because you are forcing anything, but it's this give and take, this back and forth, and then the good behavior just appears naturally. And sometimes working on these other levels, on these spiritual and energetic levels, sometimes the bad behavior is actually just them mirroring something inside of you that you need to work on. I find this very regularly as I live with six dogs, and so they're all teaching me different lessons, but very often when I see a bad behavior crop up, the first thing I will do is think to myself, okay, what's going on with me? Is there a lesson in here? Is there something that I need to work on? And if I can find something that I need to work on and I work on that, sometimes that quote unquote bad behavior just disappears like magic, because it wasn't their behavior in the first place. It was something that they were mirroring that I needed to work on. Another aspect is that it addresses emotional health. It really works on their emotions and the health of their emotions, because you're giving them choices, you're giving them a voice, and they're finally going, wow, I'm not just a cog in this machine, I am actually a partner. In that same realm, it supports mental well-being, because if you think of prisoners, for example, or people in war-stricken areas, what's the first thing to go? Is their mental well-being. Why? Because we've taken away their liberties. We've taken away their choices. Our dogs are not as extreme, but in a way in that same position, because we have taken all choice away from them. We say, you must sleep here. You must stay in this place. You can't go over there. If you go over there, I will go with you. Many, oftentimes holding a leash so that I can direct which direction we're going to go in on a walk or whatever. And so this giving them back this choice really supports their mental well-being. And a lot of times the stress and anxiety that a lot of dogs have nowadays kind of just melts away. It also recognizes their emotional needs. So this all ties back into this cooperative kind of nature of soul-led dog parenting. It also teaches mindfulness to us and enhances our empathy because we start to see things from their point of view. We start to understand where they're coming from. It deepens our mindfulness. They're already quite mindful. And it creates personal growth on our end because we start to see animals in such a different light and our pets in such a different light. It also builds patience within us because we understand that we need patience in order to really understand them and listen to them and allow them to the choice to move forward at their speed and not at our speed, which again enhances their well-being and really emphasizes healthful living on our part, healthful living on their part. It's so much more holistic and beautiful, and it encourages exercise and play because we want to be with them more and more often. We want to interact with them more because we are deepening this relationship and this bond so intensely. And it is a really beautiful, it's kind of like watching a flower bloom and getting excited as each petal unfolds. And it's a really a magical, beautiful way of being with our dogs. It's also very customized. I call it customized training in a way because you are really adapting how you interact with your dog, the way you feed your dog, the supplements you give them, the enrichment is really customized to each individual dog as opposed to being this kind of generalized, you know, dog does this and therefore here is the solution, which is kind of how it's always been in the past. And we didn't have very many choices. And it's very tailored care. It's so unique and specific to each individual dog. It's not a cookie cutter way of being, of existing and of taking care of your pet. And it really adapts to the individual dog's soul needs because it's not only their physical needs. It's really, we're going at a much deeper level. It's like peeling away all these layers of the onion and really getting to the core, to the soul of our dog and working from that place. It also respects their instincts because we start to see the world through their eyes and we start to understand and respect their differences from ours. Encouraging natural behaviors and fostering environmental enrichment because we start to understand what is going to make their life richer instead of what we think will make their life richer because we get this different view of where they're coming from. And from the human aspect, I really feel it is community building because you're going to connect with like-minded individuals. You're going to create community around people who see their dogs the same way you do, whether that's on social media or through memberships. Hint, hint, there will be a soul-led dog parenting membership opening up in the very near future. So keep your eyes and ears peeled for that. It also encourages on your part mindful living, really living in the present moment and being mindful of what you consume, what you give your pets, whether that is to eat or as a supplement or enrichment or all these other aspects. It advocates present-centered living, which is really being present, not stuck in the past, not worried about the future, but really being present with your dog, because one, that is the only place that we can exist, and two, that is the only place that your dog exists. Your dog is not thinking about tomorrow. Your dog is not worried about what happened in the past. They are living in the moment, and this really advocates you living present-centered as well. And it really inspires a peaceful lifestyle, because you're removing a lot of the stressors, and you're also removing a lot of the stress of being a dog parent and not understanding your dog, because you start to understand them at such a deeper level. And there's this connectedness and this flow of interaction and communication back and forth that makes it so beautiful and much more like a really close relationship that you would have with a good friend or a child. They say don't be anthropomorphic, but I'm going to bust that one wide open, because I think we need a paradigm shift there. I think we do need to be anthropomorphic, or maybe find a different word for it. We need to be more dog-centric. And it creates improved communication between you and your pet, but also improved communication on how you advocate for your pet, how you talk to your veterinarian, to other pet professionals, and expands your vocabulary and your understanding of your dog's needs, wants, and desires. And you also create a support network with, again, like-minded individuals, the community that you're going to create by living in this new way of living, and expanding awareness globally, because more of us, the more that we start working this way, parenting this way, the more it will spread, the more positivity will spread, and this can become the new norm, which would be so magical. And it also creates in you an intuitive understanding. You start to intuitively understand your dog. You start to trust your intuition. You start to realize that the things that you hear aren't made up, but are real, and you follow your gut and your intuition more easily, and it will always lead you down the right path. And you learn to trust your body language and energy and your dog's body language and energy. And there is this beautiful non-verbal communication that will happen between the both of you that is just so magical. It's true, genuine companionship. It's really deepens the bond that you have with your pet and the understanding that you have beyond physical cues. It opens up so much more that it's even hard for me to put into words. So in a nutshell, that's what soul-led dog parenting is, and that's where you can go with soul-led dog parenting. And you may ask yourself, well, where can I find more about this? Well, one, here, listen to the podcast. I will be talking about this a lot. Also know that in the near future, I will be creating a membership around soul-led dog parenting, where there will be monthly calls and guest speakers and mini courses, and it will evolve as the membership evolves and what your wants and needs are. I also do currently one-on-one coaching, and I also offer self-study courses that are related to this as well that you can find on my website at enlightenedanimal.com. But stay tuned, because this is evolving and we're just at the tip of the iceberg. And I'm so very excited because I feel like this could be a revolution in the way we take care of our pets. So thanks so much, and I look forward to talking with you in the next episode. Bye. Thank you for listening to this podcast. If you're the kind of person who likes to help others, then share this with your friends and family who have pets. If you have found value, they will too. If you have questions, I'm here to help. Email me questions at contact@enlightenedanimal.com, and I may use your question for a future podcast episode. If you want more, check out my website at www.enlightenedanimal.com. Finally, I have a personal request. Please leave a review wherever you're listening to this podcast, ideally a positive one, so we can reach more people and help more animals' lives. Thanks for listening.